The following programming is EI, educational and informative.
I'm right there. Harder. God, it feels so good.
This is a test of the emergency Ron broadcast system. This is only a test.
Beep. Whatever.
This has been a test of the emergency Ron broadcast system. If this had been an actual emergency, and you expected Ron to stick around long enough to warn you that there was an emergency so that you had time to get to safety before he did, you must be new here. We return you to the Ron Van Dam Show, already in progress.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
That was awesome.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. How are you? Thanks for stopping by. You didn't have to do this. No. So I appreciate it. I really do. From the bottom of my heart and the top of my pants, thank you so much for being here today. I shall entertain you, inform you, and have my way with you. I would offer you a cocktail or a finger sandwiches. You like finger sandwiches? How about this one? What kind of show is this? Seriously. I wouldn't even listen to this. Seriously, the hell you doing here? Now, this is different. I'm telling you, it's going to be different. Just sit down, relax, shut up, and I will take it from here. Pretty soon, we're going to be turning the clocks back. Fall back, spring forward. Okay, I get it. So it's going to get dark at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Am I exaggerating? Do I have that right? Oh, okay, not that early. Okay, sorry. Yeah, yesterday I was spent most of the day walking the dog. Not my dog. I was I bought a yo-yo, and that's one of the tricks you can do. I spent most of the day doing that. Anyway, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for your cards and letters, by the way. Pretty soon it's going to be holiday time. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Move your head a little bit to the left and peek around the wall. Yeah, see you around the corner. Thanksgiving's coming. That's when people come over to your house that really have to, but you really don't want them there necessarily. Oh, you want some of them there. The closer members of the family, yeah, you love to gather with them, catch up, see what they're looking like, that kind of thing. Remember the old times. But those relatives that you're not too close to, like a second cousin, what's that? What is that? You have a cousin? Yes. Do you have another cousin? Yes, that's my second cousin. No, Ron. I don't think that's what that means. I don't know what anything means anymore. Ancestry.com really screwed me up. I have no idea what a second cousin is, a third cousin. Why don't I even talk to these people? We have similar blood. I mean, come on. What is that? Is that a bonding thing? Hi, my name's Ron. What kind of blood do you have? I have AB negative. Oh, me too. Oh, we must be related. We're so close now, aren't we? Let's spend the rest of our lives together being friends because we have the same blood type. Come on, cut it out. Yeah, you love your immediate family. That's the family that is immediately there. You know, they're immediate, you know. Do you have a family? I do immediately. Right now I have one. And then there's the extended family. Oh, you don't want to extend that. No, don't do that. Don't put extensions on that. No. The extended family are the people that you only see once a year, maybe. And when you do, you cringe. Your face actually puckers up like you ate a gigantic lemon. And you go, ooh, I don't, ugh, do I have to see them? Ooh. It's an awful feeling. It's like you've been jailed or something. You know, like you're imprisoned in the scheme of family life. It's an awful thing. I have cousins, I believe. I don't know who they. I think I know their names. I think I haven't seen them in decades and decades and decades. And we don't contact each other, but I guess we're somehow related, so I don't care. I don't think I have any second cousins. If I do, they're so far removed that I don't want them near me. At Thanksgiving, you usually get these aunts and uncles who also are basically no relation to you whatsoever. They're only connected by the fact that you both had roast beef a couple of years ago for lunch. Other than that, nothing going on between the two of you. Yet they come over to your house. They invade your private life. And then they sit there, and the only thing you can say to them is, well, what's new? And you so much don't care. You can tell me what's going on with your life. I'm not going to retain it. So you talk, and I'll think about, something else. Small talk. It's all small talk. It's not talk that's big. It's talk that's small. And you put up with this crap on Thanksgiving. Fortunately, I have a small family, and I love that. I love that. If it was extended, they would drive me nuts. I am not the kind of person that can put up with that shit anymore. I'm sorry I said that, but I can't. You reach a certain age in your life. I am now 27. And you reach a certain... Oh, look. Nobody bought that, did they? No. Ron, you're not 27. Cut it out. Don't even try. Anyway, I'm at an age where I don't have to care. I don't. What are the ramifications now? What, I'm going to lose my job? I don't even have one. Well, I do, but still, I own the thing, so that's not a problem. Anyway, yeah, you get older. You're just like, hey, I don't care. You know, have you seen old men? And we're all old. We're all old. You're in the mall, and this creepy guy comes up to you, who obviously has been around for a long time, has spent a lot of years on the planet, might even have a cane or something like that. Not that having a cane makes you old. You can have a disability. I understand that. But an old person comes up to a young lady, like a college girl. You know those college girls? And they just stop the girl in the mall and they,
you know, I want to tell you, you're a very, very pretty girl, and I love to slather my body all over yours.
And her reaction is, oh, that's cute. You're cute. You're cute. Have a nice day. Now, if a guy who was like 27 years old, for example, for an age, walked up to a woman and said, hey, I'd like to slather you all over my body. You're really cute. She would call the police and you'd be arrested and doing community service, picking up garbage on the side of the highway. Is that fair? Yeah, under the circumstances, I think it is. But that's, see, that's an example of, you can get away with a lot of stuff when you get older. You can walk into somebody and they won't get pissed because, you know, you did it by mistake. Quite obviously, you're old and you miscalculated your steps and you walked into them. But if, you know, if you're a young athlete and you walk into somebody as, hey, what the hell's wrong with you? Can't you walk? What's the problem with you? What do you think you're doing? See, it's just a whole different attitude. So being, you know, more of the vintage kind of person, a little bit older, you can get away with a lot of stuff. It's really pretty good, you know. And then you get the AARP after you. They don't leave you alone. That's the Associated Asshole. No, what is it? Retired persons, the American Association of Retired People. I don't know. It's something like that. I don't know. I don't do research for this show. What's the point? If you don't know something, what do you expect me to know? AARP, they used to start after you when you were like 55 years old, you know, before you even could even think of Social Security. They'd be after you to join their organization. You get discounts because now you're a senior. Now they're coming after you when you're like 23. You know, I'm only 23 years old. Yeah, but you're aging really quickly. And join the organization. Come on board. That's weird stuff. I'm telling you. The best thing about being a senior, man, and you know, I'm hitting that area. Well, I'm hitting it. When they had the COVID, do you remember the COVID thing? Oh my God. Do you remember the COVID thing? Some of you probably weren't born yet. Back in 2020, they had a thing called COVID-19. And 19 stood for like 2019, even though it didn't hit us until 20. Do you remember that? Do you remember? Raise your hand if you remember the COVID thing. Look, everybody does. Yeah, we lived through it. And nobody wears a t-shirt saying, I survived COVID, because a lot of people didn't. But no, I don't see those t-shirts. I don't understand that. Someone could have made a fortune with that. You know, the t-shirt, I survived COVID. That would like be big, but nobody ever took advantage of that. Marketing skills have gone downhill. When a team wins the Super Bowl or something like that, those t-shirts are made even before the game's over. But, you know, when COVID kind of ended, nobody wore a t-shirt saying I survived COVID. It's kind of weird. Anyway, do you remember the COVID thing? Yeah. When it started, there were only a few, there's a point to this, just hold on. There were only a few places open, and they were considered the essential places, and those were pharmacies, and supermarkets and liquor stores. Liquor stores, of course, being the most important business to be open during COVID. Supermarkets. Even though there was nothing on the shelf in the supermarket, they were open. Well, supermarkets around me had a thing for seniors because they believed at the beginning of COVID that seniors were the most vulnerable, and indeed, they were dropping like flies, so they were. And it was real. And by the way, that was real. I know there's like no line between real and fake anymore. Real and conspiracy. There's no line anymore. We've kind of smudged that out thanks to you know who. But that was real, kids. I knew people who passed from it, and that was not a funny deal. That was real stuff. Okay, real. Anyway, they opened the supermarket at 6 o'clock in the morning. And they only opened it for seniors. Now, normally the supermarket opened at 7 o'clock in the morning, but during the COVID, they opened at 6. And the only people allowed in between 6 and 7 were seniors, because they didn't want them mixing with the public too much, because they didn't know what COVID was going to bring. You know, American public is crazy. You know, they said no. The experts were wrong about COVID. It wasn't exactly what they thought with the hand washing and the touching. And look, when the damn thing started and people were dropping like flies, they just did everything they could. They didn't know what this thing was. They didn't. There was no history book of COVID. This was a new thing. So, I mean, God, you know, seriously. So anyway, so from 6 to 7 o'clock, I would go and into the supermarket. I don't know if I was a senior or not, but, you know, I hobbled a little bit and wore, you know, clothes that looked senior. Like, I wore pants that came up to my boobs, you know, and they said, oh, you must be a senior. Yeah, all right. And it was like going to Disney World with no lines. It was wonderful. You could walk down the aisles, of which there wasn't really much stuff in it anyway because the products weren't coming in. But it was wonderful. There's just nobody in it. It was just me and a couple of other people hobbling around, in the supermarket for an hour. It was wonderful. Wonderful. No people bumping carts into you, no long lines to cash out, nothing like that. It was beautiful. Beautiful in that sense, horrible, and of course many others. And remember, the supermarkets had no toilet paper. They ran out of toilet paper. And we panicked. What am I going to wipe my ass with? I don't know. Check with your ancestors. They managed. Got any napkins lying around? I mean, come on. Be a little resourceful. Open up that ream of copy paper that you bought from Staples and start swiping to the left. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, be a little creative. And then eventually toilet paper came around and everything was fine. Yeah, memories of COVID, right? Huh? And it's still around. The COVID thing's still around. But now people like, you know, like, yeah, I got COVID last week. So what? So what? Many people say that getting the flu now is worse than getting COVID. But I seriously, as I said at the top of the show there, I don't know the difference between COVID, flu, cold, or allergies. I've had some extreme allergies for no reason whatsoever. I do believe, as I said on this program many, many times, and I don't think it's true, but I do believe it, that I am allergic to people. Whenever I even start talking about people, my nose gets stuffed up. It's just, it's unbelievable. My eyes water just looking at a picture of a person. I think I'm allergic to people. I have been all my life. I don't particularly care for them. Animals, yeah, they're a little dangerous sometimes, but they're controllable. People, they're crazy, man. Have you talked to people recently? They're nuts. Have you, when people gather, they form societies. Have you seen society lately? Oh my God, it's messed up like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Anyway, my guest is going to join us momentarily. We're going to find out what is the difference between the cold and flu and all that kind of stuff. Some people get flu shots. Some people don't. They're concerned about what they put in their body. I've seen what you put in your body. Flu shot should be the least thing that you're concerned about. You're putting more crap in your body than a flu shot, my God. And did you ever hear of somebody dying from a flu shot or getting sick from the flu because they had a flu shot? They think they did get, but it wasn't. Get the flu shot, will you? Get the flu shot. Make Pfizer and Moderna happy for a change. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more program. And again, we'll talk about surviving the winter as far as all those things that can happen to you. With some of them can be quite serious. Pneumonia can like put you out, you know, for good. So you be careful. You do have to take care of yourself. You do. You just do. I'm sorry, but you do. So anyway.
Have you been injured in an auto accident? Have you thought about maybe getting injured in an auto accident? Every day, hundreds of people around the country win very profitable lawsuits for the injuries they've suffered in auto accidents. But it's not always easy to find an auto accident to be involved in that you yourself didn't cause. That's where I come in. Attorney Jimmy LaGuardia, aka Crash Boom Jimmy. I can not only represent you in your injury lawsuit case, but I can help you arrange and be involved in the very accident for which you're seeking to collect. After years on the job, I know a guy who knows a guy who probably knows a guy who can thoughtfully arrange your accident to the degree you want, from gentle fender bender to near-death experience. And if you do happen to die in your accident, there is no cost to you for my services. Attorney Jimmy LaGuardia, call me now at 555-CRASH-BOOM for your free consultation, probably somewhere down near the docks where there aren't a lot of cameras, or maybe in the back room of my cousin Lorenzo's restaurant. They make such a good bourgeois, you can't believe it. 555-CRASH-BOOM, call me today, because with Jimmy LaGuardia, winning your lawsuit is no accident.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you? You're in Boston?
Yeah, I am. But where are you?
I love Boston. Well, I'm in Atlanta now, but I lived in Boston for about 10 years. So Boston has a very special place in my heart.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Mm-hmm. It has a special place, but not in my heart. In my hips. It has it in my hips.
Your hips. Yeah. You know, I can't argue with that, you know? Gotta go where you feel it.
That's where I'm feeling it. Dr. Daria Long joins us. She's an emergency room physician, and she's been featured as a regular on CNN, Headline News, NBC, you name it. She's been there. And she joins us today. We're talking about staying healthy during the winter season, which is a problem for some. Let's start at the, first of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for being
here. My pleasure, Ron. Okay. Great to join you.
All right. You know, with the COVID thing that we went through, a lot of people get confused between the flu and COVID because they have some similar symptoms. Do you find that to be what people are talking about?
Yeah, that's always a question every year I get in my ER. I have patients, you know, is it a common cold? Is it COVID? Is it the flu? Mm-hmm. Which is it? Really, to get a definitive answer between those two, especially between COVID and the flu, it can be really hard to tell. Remember, Ron, we're all like, if you are losing your taste, that's more of a common sign of COVID. But other than that, they can be really similar. And so in that case, I always tell people to go ahead and get tested. That's the only way you'll know for sure. Common cold versus the flu, a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Often common cold is kind of collarbone up. You're going to have nasal congestion, runny nose, maybe some sore throat,
right,
and some cough. But a flu, it's the total body. You have the fever. You feel like you've been hit by a truck. You feel like extreme fatigue. Yeah. Again, flu-like illness and COVID are more similar in that way.
Wow. Interestingly enough, now allergies are a major contender. It's just like
I know, right? I mean, just on top of that. And yes, you can get, people don't realize you can get allergies in the fall as well. It's not just a springtime thing.
Yeah.
And again, and that often will be more kind of like a head cold, because it's allergies is often mm-hmm. kind of in your head, congestion, yeah, maybe a little bit of an allergic shiner, but it can be tough to tell. Sometimes you've got to test somebody.
Yeah, it is tough to tell. Let's move on. Before we move on to how you can relieve some of these symptoms, let's talk about flu shots. There are a lot of people that don't get them, and that's been an ongoing myth kind of thing back and forth. I don't know a lot of people that got sick from getting a flu shot or any at all. Why are people still like shying away from that?
You know, there's the discussions around vaccines in our country right now, it's so loaded.
Yeah.
So it's hard sometimes. But what I always say about a flu shot is, yes, people in the past may say, well, I got the flu shot, but then I still got the flu, which can absolutely happen. The flu shot cuts your risk of getting the flu by about half.
Right.
So it's kind of like saying, I wore my seatbelt, I still broke my arm in the accident. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, you broke your arm, but you're not dead, which you would have been if you hadn't worn your seatbelt.
Yeah, no, that's
so
it.
I think about it in that way. It is a risk reduction measure. And also, even if you get the flu, I have so many patients who got the flu vaccine, but if they get the flu, they are so much milder than if they had the full-on flu. So get your flu shot, please. I got it. My husband got it. My parents get it. My kids got it. It's just not worth it. Flu is just really miserable.
Yeah. I mean, that gets me a little concerned when parents say, no, I don't want to do that for my kids. I don't want them putting stuff in their body like that. And I say, well, take a look at the other stuff they're putting in their body. I mean, come on.
Right?
Stop with that excuse. All right.
Exactly.
All right. But no matter what we're talking about here, people do suffer from that, especially from chest congestion, which can get kind of serious if you're not careful with that. So how do you keep the symptoms down so that you can make it through these little bouts of cold and winter?
Right. So I always say, I mean, I have kids at home. If you're just going about in life, it's often not a question of if this year, but when you're going to get cough, cold, or flu symptoms. So I say stock up on the things you'll need ahead of time, because the last thing you want to do, Ron, is be headed through dragging yourself to the pharmacy when you're feeling badly. So like you mentioned cough, you mentioned chest congestion. I often get some chest congestion when I have, you know, a cough, cold, or flu.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I always make sure I'm stocking up on is something like Mucinex 12-hour.
Mm-hmm.
It has key ingredients that really target specifically coughing: guaifenesin and dextromethorphan. You have a smart audience, Ron, so I'll share those two ingredients with them so they know what they're looking for. It really targets both kind of reducing and thinning that mucus. I know it's a gross term, but we got to talk about it. It helps get it out and also helps suppress the cough. But Ron, the best thing about it is that it lasts 12 hours. So the worst thing is you just take a medication, you start to feel better, and then 4 hours later it wears off. Mucinex 12 hours lasts 3 times longer most cough and cold combination medications. So big fan. It's targeted, and it keeps you feeling better all day.
Yeah. I mean, the mucus to me is the worst part of it, because that really, you can really feel that, and it affects everything.
Yeah.
And Mucinex was very smart in putting mucus within the name of the product. That was pretty cool.
Yes, they do. They have their, yes, it's easy to remember.
Yes.
It's easy to remember. You've got that mucus in there. You want to get it out, Mucinex,
right. An important conference that they had there in the conference room that day when they came up with the branding.
I'll have their marketing people call you, yes.
Please, and I want a percentage, as you do, I'm sure.
No. I just like it because I use it in my home, so it's easy to talk about and tell my patients about it.
Yeah, let's quickly talk about sneezing. I've noticed that there are two brands of sneezing. There's ones that sneezing that's respectful and sneezing that isn't. And what do you do if you don't have any tissues around? What do you do then?
Oh, no. Okay, Ron, this is a very good question. What do you do if you got to sneeze and you got no tissues around? That is where the scientific sleeve comes in. Please sneeze into your elbow or do what you need to do so that you're not spreading those germs on everybody.
Wow. If you're double jointed, you can be a little more creative with that, too. All right.
You know, maybe that's another segment. We'll come back.
That's a possibility. And the last thing I want to talk about is washing hands, which is something that we weren't doing when we felt sick before. But with the COVID thing, we kind of learned that that makes a very big difference whether you have COVID or not.
Yes, the mom was right. We do need to wash our hands. It's one of the key ways that we can decrease our risk of infection. I tell my children until I'm blue in the face, tell all of our audience members, washing your hands is going to reduce that risk of whatever these bugs, cough, cold, and flu, all of them, it's going to reduce your risk of catching them. So please, yes, wash your hands, in addition to all the other things that we can talk about if you want to reduce, to boost your immune system.
Perfect. And, of course, have a little Mucinex hanging out in your house. And I'm serious about that. You don't want to go running out to the store when you're not feeling well. You know, have these things always standing by. Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, it's not a question of if, but when. Sometimes when it comes to cough, cold, and flu, so stock up on that Mucinex. You can find it, of course, Mucinex.com for information. But Ron, you can get it Walmart, Target, your local grocery store, your local pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you're going to your trip or to your grocery store this week, just go grab it. Then you have it in your first aid kit at home. You don't have to worry about it, and you have that peace of mind.
Perfect. She's Dr. Daria Long. It's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for your time today. Well, okay, fascinating. You take care of yourself, that's for sure. Stop touching people. That's what I do. Yeah, don't touch people. You don't know where they've been. You can only assume, and it's probably where they were, so don't touch them. All right, I'm out of time for today. I'm going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. I hope you join me, because I will be here, and it would be nice. It would be nice. Thank you to you. Take care. I wish you peace.